I'd like to invite forward any children for a children's message. I'm going to sit over here. You can come on. Clayton, how about if you come over here? Right by Miss Kaya. Andrew's coming up, and there's Claire. Very good. Great to see you guys this morning. Good start with school. We're breathing. We got a pulse. Good. All right. That's always a good sign. Just barely, Nora. Oh, man. This morning I brought in one of my special collections that I want to share with you about. In fact, I started collecting when I was in second or third grade, kind of your ages, I think. I would collect sports cards. Does that surprise you? No? Okay. So I was looking at some of my prized collections, and there was this one little grouping of cards that I wanted to tell you about this morning, a collection. This was the greatest team to ever play any sport. They were called the Dream Team. Yeah. It was back in 1992. They played in the Barcelona Olympics, Summer Olympics. So here are a couple guys on that team I want to tell you about. This guy, his name is David Robinson. 7'1". Yeah. He's a monster. I've met him before. He is a big guy. This guy you might have seen before. His name is Charles Barkley. He talks a lot. He used to be really good, I promise. He gained a little weight. All right, this guy is really good right here. He was, in fact, he had a special name. His name was Magic. Magic Johnson. He was legendary. He was a Laker. Really cool. And then here's the guy. You all have heard of this guy. We consider him the greatest athlete to ever play. Michael Jordan. All right, there's his card. Ever heard of Michael Jordan? Yeah. All right, but there's one guy that I'm forgetting here of my collection. I was pretty sure that I brought one more guy. This is going to complete the team. He's not here. Wow, this really messes up my children's message. Oof. Do you think you can help me find him? He's lost, and we got to have him to be a part of this collection. Can I have a volunteer check underneath the pew? Just look. Do you see a card with a player? Kayak, do you see a guy underneath the pew? No? She's wondering, what are you talking about? All right, my next guess would be, I'll bet you Colleen took one of the basketball cards. She really likes basketball. Should we ask her? Colleen, you got the basketball card over there?
Sorry, I don't have
it. Oh, dang it. All right. Ah, where is it? Well, let me just check my pockets real quick, see if I can find it here. Ah, I think I got it. Sweet. This is going to make a lot of people happy. Oh, here's the guy. Here's the guy. Clyde the Glide. Clyde the Glide. Anybody know Clyde the Glide? Yeah, he played for the Portland Trailblazers. They were awesome back in the day. And he was on the original Dream Team. That was a fantastic team. Now, you, Harry, you might be wondering here this morning, why is this one so important to collect, to complete the team? But this is going to lead me into what I want you to remember here with my message here this morning, because it's going to tell us about how God cares for each one of us. Do you guys realize that there are 7 billion people on this earth? That's a lot of people, isn't it? And you're one of those people. How could God care for you? And what the Bible says is that you are special and valuable and important. Jesus shares a story about a shepherd who had 100 sheep. And how many of the sheep were lost of the 100? Did you hear that? Just one? Just one? You might think, no big deal. I don't need to go out and find it. I've got 99 other ones. But what we find out here in our passage is that this shepherd went out to find that one, searched high and low to find just that one. And what we remember, what we want to take away with that, is that you are special and valuable and unique, unlike anybody else. God knows the very hairs on your head. He knows who you are, your personality. He gave you life, and he loves you very much. And there is nothing that he would do to search you out and bring you back into his flock, into his dream team, so to speak. You're on the dream team. Isn't that really cool? But here's what that also means, just a takeaway for you to think about your school year. It means that the person right next to you at school that you might not like that much or who wears odd things, God loves them too. And they're valuable and important to God. So what we want to do is we want to treat people just as God sees them, as special, unique, talented people as they are. Okay, can we remember that today? You are loved, you're on the dream team, so also are the people that are around you at school and the people that you interact with. All right, thanks for coming up this morning.